Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, 10 lines in the bottom, by the words Esrog HaBaiser. So we mentioned that Esrog HaBaiser, when it comes to an Esrog that's not ripe, Rabbi Akiva Paiso V'Chachamim Machshirin. Rabbi Akiva says it's Pasul, and the Chachamim say it's Kasher. And right now the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Akiva holds it's Pasul because he holds that being that it's not ripe, it's not considered a pre. The Torah says you have to take a pre Eitz Hadar. This, it's not ripe, it's not considered a pre. So on that note, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbo, that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Davar Echad. That Rabbi Akiva, who says that a fruit which isn't ripe is not considered a pre, is the same shita as like Rabbi Shimon. He also said this. Rabbi Akiva Hada Amran. Rabbi Akiva, we just mentioned where we would infer such a thing, that he held that something which is not ripe is not considered a pre. Reb Shimon Mahi, where do we know that that's the sheet of Reb Shimon? The Tanya, like we learned, with regards to the halachis of Meiser, that Reb Shimon Paiter as a esregen bekaitnon. Reb Shimon held that an esreg that's in its youth, it's not yet matured, it's not yet ripe, so it's pater from Meiser. Why is it pater from Meiser? L'chair, because he holds that being that it's not ripe, so it's not considered a pre. So they hold the same thing. They spoke about it in different subjects. Rabbi Akiva spoke about Arba Minim. Rabbi Shimon spoke about Meiser. But the two shitas are really the same. Rabbi Akiva would also say about Meiser that an Esrog HaBaiser is Pater from Meiser. And Rabbi Shimon would also say about Arba Minim that you're not Yaitzeh the Mitzvah with an Esrog HaBaiser. They both hold that anything Esrog that's not fully ripened, so it's not considered a pre. However, says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaye, that no, not so fast. Demulahi, maybe it's not true. Ad kan like Amar Rabbi Akiva hacha deveinan hadar. It could be Rabbi Akiva who said that an esrog habaiser is pasul. It's not because it's not a pre. It's because it's not hadar. It's not beautiful. Veleka, you need it to be hadar, and it's not. Avul hasam, but when it comes to meiser, kirabanan sfirle. It could be Rabbi Akiva holds that it is considered a pre, and it's going to be chayiv in meiser. Inami, also, ad kan like Amar Reb Shimon. Until now, Reb Shimon didn't, it could be, that Reb Shimon only said that it's pater from Meiser, Hasam over there by Meiser, not because it's not a pre, it's not the pshat that an esrog that's not fully ripe and it's not a pre, el dechsiv, it's because the pasuk says by Meiser, aser to aser is called tvuas zarecha. It has to be a fruit that's able to reproduce. Kederech shebnei Adam maitzin lizria, which is only when the esrog is matured, when it's ripened. That's why it's pater from Meiser. But when it comes to Arba Minim, Kirabonim Sfirulai, it could be he would say that it is considered a fruit, it is considered Hadar, and you could be Yaitzeh the Mitzvah. And says the Gemara, Vesulai Midi, there's nothing else to say, there is no Hechrich to say that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon are really the same Shita. We mentioned Gidloi Bidfus, Vasayu Kiminbiria Acheres is Pasul. If you have the Esrog grow in a mold and you make it, shape in it like something else other than an Esrog, so it's Pasul. Amarava, Rava said, Leishanu Ala Kiminbiria Acheres. It's only going to be Pasul if you shape it like something else. Aval Kibiri Asai, if you make it in the shape of an Esrog, so it's going to be Kasher. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, yeah, that's obvious. That's what it seems to be saying in the Braisa. Kimen Beri Acheres Tanan. It says straight out. It says that that's only a problem if you make it look like something else. It says the Gemara, Leitzricha Davidav Dafi Dafi. That Rabbi Akiva, that Rava was saying that it's kosher even if you make it with a lot of ridges. So it's the same Beri of an Esrog. He was coming to teach us that that's considered Kibir Yasai, and even that's going to be kosher. Itmar was stated, Esrog shenekvuhu akvarim. If let's say you have an esrog that some mice bit into it, so Amar Rav. Rav said ein ze hadar. So Rav said that it's not hadar. That that's not considered hadar, and therefore it's going to be pasul. In fact, the Gemara Eini, is that really true? Rabbi Chanina metabu ba v'nafikba. Rabbi Chanina used to take a bite out of his esrog and use it for the mitzvah. So how could you tell me an esrog that has that's bitten from its pasul? It's not hadar. Rabbi Chanina used to take a bite out of his esrog and use it. Now, before we get to the answer for Rav, says the Gemara, well, Rabbi Chanina's practice doesn't seem to make any sense. Forget about Rav's din. Ula Rabbi Chanina kasha masnisen. We have a kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if an esrog is chaser, it's pasul. So how was Rabbi Chanina able to use an esrog that he took a bite from? So says the Gemara, no, that's not shver. Because Vishlama Masnisan Rabbi Yechanina Leikasho, that's not shver, can be Yom Tov Rishon, can be Yom Tov Sheni. It's only a psul, like our Mishnah says, on the first day of Yontif. However, on the subsequent days of Yontif, it's not psul. So we could say that when Rabbi Yechanina took the bite out of his Esrog, that was not on the first day, that was only on the subsequent days. Elul Rav Kasha, but we have a Kasha and Rav, because Rav's saying that it's not Hadar. And Hadar is something which is possible all 7 days of Sukkot. So if it's not considered Hadar, so even on the subsequent days of Sukkot, how is Rabbi Chanina able to take a bite from his Esrog and use it for the mitzvah? So says the Gemara, Amr l'Charav, Rav will tell you, that Shani Akbarim Demi'ise. It's not the Pshat. I never meant to say that an Esrog which is bitten from, it's not Hadar. Rabbi Chanina Avado, you could take a bite from his Esrog, he could use it, and it's Hadar. Maybe you could even sell it for more. Rabbi Chanina took a bite from this, you know, maybe you could auction it off for more. That's not what makes it that it's not Hadar. What made it that it's not Hadar is that a mouse took a bite from it. When you see a mouse that took a bite from the Esrog, that's something that makes it disgusting. And therefore, that's what makes it that it's not Hadar. Specifically, when an Akbar takes a bite from it. So as the Gemara Ikad Amri, some have a different version of this whole Shaklavatario, that Amar Rav ze Hadar. He said that if a mouse takes a bite from the Esrog, it is Hadar, and it's kosher. And what was his Raya? The Rabbi Chanina Matbevei V'nafakba. Because Rabbi Chanina used to take a bite from his Esrog. So you see that there's no chisaron of an Esrog that's bitten from. Well, says the Gemara, well, Rabbi Chanina kasha masnisen. How was Rabbi Chanina able to do that? But now it's chaser. And to that, the Gemara answered, like kasha kam biyom tev rishon, kam biyom tev sheni. The psul of chaser is only on the first day. That's when our Mishnah says it's a problem. Rabbi Chanina took the bite during one of the subsequent days of Sukkot. Says the Gemara Veiter, Esrog Katan. We mentioned in the Mishnah that the smallest shear of an Esrog, Rabbi Meir says it's ke'egoyz, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's ke'beitza. I'm a Rafrin Bar Papa. It's not just by the Siyam. We have him in the Gemara here. It says Rafrin Bar Papa. Ki machleikas kan, ka machleikas ba'avanu mikur zolais. The same way we have a machleikas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda using these shiurim of ke'egoyz and ke'beitza, we have that machleikas also when it comes to the avanu mikur zolais, the stones that people used to use to wipe themselves when they went to the bathroom. The Tani, like we learned in the Braisa, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, when stones are muksa, they still gave a heter that sholish avanu mikur zolais mutter li'ahachnes le'beis. Chazal still gave a heter for kavod abrias that a person could take 3 stones into the bathroom. The kamish yuran, and how large could these stones be? Rabbi Meir Aimer Kagoyz, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Kabeitza. The same shitas and the same shurim. Rabbi Meir says Kagoyz, Rabbi Yehuda says Kabeitza. So not that this machlaikis has anything to do with the machlaikis about an esrog, but just Tam, the Gemara is pointing out that we have the same names and the same shurim. We mentioned that the largest shear of an esrog, Rabbi Huda says, you have to be able to hold 2 esrogim in one hand. Rabbi Yaisi says, even 1 esrog with both of your hands. It can even be very large. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Rabbi Yaisi said, that he said in the base of Medrash, I'll bring a raya that an esrog could be very large, not like Rabbi Huda. Ma'i said it was a story by Rabbi Akiva, Shabbala Beis HaKnesses, Vesroig El Ksefoy, and he had an esrog that was on his shoulders. It was very large. And on that, Amr Lay Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's not a raya. Misham raya? Afhim Amr Lay ain't zahadar. It's not true. They told him that it wasn't hadar. So even though he did that, but he was told that it wasn't correct, that it's taka not hadar. And therefore, you have no raya from that story that you're allowed to use such a large esrog. Says the Mishnah, in Aigdin es Alulav, Ela b'minoi divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that when you're ma'agid the lulav, so you have to use one of the minim themselves, that min, either something from the min of a lulav, adasim, or aravais. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem of Baal Taisef. So you have to use something that's minoi. Reb Meir Aimer afilu b'chut b'meshicha. No, you can even use something from a different min, that's a string or a belt, something else. It doesn't have to be something that's one of the minim. I'm Rabbi Meir, and Reb Meir said, he said over in the base of Medrash, that I'll bring you a raya that you can use any min. It doesn't have to be one of the one minai. It doesn't have to be one of the minim of the arba minim. Because Ma'i said it was a story by Anshe Yerushalayim, Shahu Aigdin es Ulvehen begimayne shalzav. They used to use golden strings. So gold is not one of the, it's not a dasim, it's not a ravis, it's not a lulav. And they were ma'agid their lulavim with golden strings. However, Amrullah, they said to him, that no. There's no raya from there because b'minoy hayu aigdenaisa milamata. Really, they were ma'agid the lulav with something that was minoy. They just put the gold on top just to make it look nice for decorative purposes for noy mitzvah. So they put gold on top, but they weren't using the gold strings to be ma'agid the lulav. The egged itself was from minoy. They just put the gold on top, so you can't bring a raya from there that you could use string and other materials to be ma'agid the lulav. Oh, you're right.